Hoshea Perek Zayin Pasuk Hey. I said last time Hey is very long, so we would stop. Hey is not very long. We're talking about the people who are unresting in their pursuit of doing sins and heat and fire, but not a good fire. Fire in this case, a destructive element, not something that's ever constructive for this. You're not forging great gold and silver within the depths of the fire. You're burning things down. You're burning down your marriage. You're burning down your relationship with your neighbors and your community. You're burning down your society. Yom Malkenu Hechelu Sarim Chamas Miyoyin. The day of our king, the day we crown our king, says Rashi, the coronation of the king. Or, some of the Mepharshim say, the day the king sits in judgment to judge the nation, the princes, Hechelu Sarim, the princes got sick. They became ill. From what? Miyoyin, from being drunk. The heat of the wine. They were drinking so much that they're sick. Or the wine burning within them makes them sick. And again, that's their lust and their desire to do terrible things. They eat and drink until the point where they can't keep the kingdom strong because they're busy doing drugs and drinking and doing everything they can to escape reality. And that means the kingdom is getting weaker and weaker. Sarim is what they were when they were first drinking and beginning. But Moshach Yado es Lotzitzim, the king withdrew his hand with the scorners. They become Lotzitzim once they're drunk. Even the highest ranking people, once they're drunk, pretty hard to distinguish them from the barflies. So all of these terribly corrupt leaders, they're abandoning the needs of their nation. The nation that was misbegotten in the first place because it was always just trying to run away from the Beis HaMikdash and Malchus Beis David. And again, Vav ki kervu chatanur libam be'arbam. They have made ready their heart like an oven with their ambush, arbam, orev, arav, an ambush. What is all this ambushing that they are doing? So they're readying their heart with their ambush. Like kol halayla yoshein ofehem, all night their baker sleeps, and in boker hu vo'er ke'esh lahava, in the morning he burns like a flaming fire. So the heart, in the allegories of Tanakh, is the seat of thought. And the baker tending the oven at night is thinking, 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 thinking. But the problem is that this particular baker sleeps through the night, just waiting for the morning until he can do terrible things. So Radak says he's not actually sleeping, because we mentioned the last pasuk, the veker is keeping awake to keep the fire going. But he's just thinking. He's not doing anything. He's just sitting there staring into the fire and laying plots to do terrible things. And in the morning, he burns. He's going to perform the evil he's been planning overnight. So the image of the bakers is very important, because the baker preps everything. It's not the final product yet. It takes some time. You have to get the fire ready. You have to get the dough ready. You have to knead the dough. You have to eventually put the dough up. And then eventually, you have a good loaf of bread. But there's a lot of plotting work that goes into that. And that's what sinners sometimes do, is they just get obsessed with the sin to the point where they are planning it and plotting it with every aspect of their being, even while they're supposed to be doing something else. Zayin kulam yechamu katanur. They are all heated like an oven. All these people, the rich, the poor, the high, the low, everybody from the society is heating up like this kind of a metaphorical oven. Va'achlu es shoftehem. They devoured their judges. Rashi says they killed their Sanhedrin, because the Sanhedrin, who tries to give them any kind of advice, tries to stop them from sinning, they just murder them along the way. And remember, we're talking about the 10 tribes, so this is not the actual Sanhedrin of Yerushalayim. But it means, in this case, they're sages, they're wise people, whoever they may have had, to try to stop them from this headlong rush to self-destruction. Kol malcheihem nafalu, all of their kings have fallen. Remember that the kings of the 10 tribes, we've said over and over in Malachim, assassinated one by one, dying, none of them meant to be part of the eternal bond that is Malchus Beis David. And korei vahem eloi, none of them called out to me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because all of them were terrible kings. Mistchilav ad saif. Biz tchilav ad soif. Nothing. Rashi brings down the Talmud Yerushalmi and Avodah Zarah, which says on the day they crowned Yeruvim ben Nevat, the princes became ill from the heat of wine. As we said, they came and they told him, "Get up, make idols for us." And he said, "But now it's evening and all the people are drunk. Maybe you are drunk. Maybe you'll change your mind tomorrow." And they came back in the morning and they had spent the whole night thinking, "Yes, yes, yes, we need Avodah Zarah, we need Avodah Zarah." When Yeruvim himself, when he saw a righteous man, a tzaddik, he would put two leitzanim on him, two scorners next to him. And they would argue with him. They would say, "What was the most beloved of all generations?" And he would say, "The Dor HaMidbar." And they'd say to him, "Well, didn't the Dor HaMidbar worship idols? Didn't they do Avodah Zarah?" He would say, "Well, they were beloved, so they weren't punished." And they would say to him, "Yeah, well, that's what the king is trying to do with us." Bible critics, going back to the past to say, don't have faith, don't have emunah, don't worry about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ches Ephraim bo'amim hu yizbolol. Ephraim mingles with all of these peoples, mingling in exile once it gets kicked out. Ephraim haya uga b'li hafucha. Beautiful, beautiful image. Ephraim was like a cake which was not turned over. Before you bake it on a coals, and before you turn it over, it already got burnt up. Normally you do it on one side, and then you turn it over and do it on the other side, and then you take it out. But it never got to be turned. It was charcoal from the beginning. Tesachlu zarim kocho. Strangers consumed his strength. Behu lo yada, but he did not know. He didn't put it into his heart that the kings of Aram are coming, that the kings of Ashur are coming. We got troubles, and we're not even paying attention. Gam seva zarkabo. Also, weakness was cast into him. Behu lo yada, and he did not know. What does it mean, weakness was cast into him? So, usually seva means old age, mipnei seva takum. But in this case, in old age, they didn't contemplate old age coming. They didn't think about consequences. They didn't think about the future. But also, usually somebody does tshuva, Radak says, when they get old, when they reach seva. He sees his strength is going away, and he's going to die soon, and he wants to repent before he dies. We old people, we know what's coming in the end. But the Navi compares the long period of troubles in the Malchus Yisrael to old age. We had a lot of time to see it all starting to turn decrepit. Behu lo yada, but he didn't know. And behu lo yada implies he didn't know because he didn't want to know. Things are about to become very bad indeed. But we don't want to know. Behu lo yada.